your faith in the Word today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Learn from Brother Copeland how to put your faith to work by believing, speaking, and acting on God's Word. Now for today's lesson, let's join Brother Copeland.
Let's turn to the 11th chapter of Mark's Gospel. And faith is the key to unlocking the storehouses of the Spirit. Verse 22, Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. Well, what about this outpouring? Have faith in God. Well, what about my children? Have faith in God. What about the growth of the church? Have faith in God. What about my business? Have faith in God. This is where it starts. Have faith in God. Amen. And as most of you know, your cross-reference says there, have the faith of God. And of course, Jesus is referring to the faith of God Himself, which is the very faith that Jesus used that day and demonstrated. And every born-again child of God has exactly the same measure of that faith. You got it when you got born again. So he's referring to that measure of faith. Now, before I go any further, Romans chapter 12, he's dealt unto every man the measure of faith, talking about that faith measure that you received when you got born. But now remember in the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews, in fact, let's turn over there. I want to make this note before we go any further with this, so it'll be on your mind and in your thinking. Hebrews chapter 11. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, for by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. How? Through faith. So that everything which are seen were not made of things which do appear. God did not create the heaven and the earth out of nothing. No, he did not. He created it out of something you can't physically see. By faith, he created the world. Now, Romans chapter 12, then, because you need to know the faith that Jesus is talking about here. Verse 3, I say through the grace given unto me to every man or every person, every human being that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as God hath dealt to every man among you or every born again believer the measure of faith. Those of you that followed Brother Hagin's ministry, you know that he began to pray in just about every meeting that he conducted. He somewhere in that meeting, he would start praying for manifestation of the gifts of healings, manifestation of working of miracles and special faith. Pray it for all the churches. Pray it for, and he just kept praying it and praying it, praying it, because the Spirit of God had laid that on his heart back in the early 80s. I'm telling you, this is big stuff. It's huge. And we're in it. And that means that you and I are responsible for our part. This needs to be in our prayer life every day. This needs to be on our minds all the time. That's the reason it's so important to seek first the kingdom of God and let Him start fixing all that other stuff out there that's been getting in the way. Thank you, the Lord. Hallelujah. Talk about it. Talk about it a lot. Talk about it when you come to church. Talk about it when you get together. When you got born again, every one of us, when we got born again, we each and every one got exactly the same measure of faith. Now, what happened after that is up to you. What'd you do with it? You remember what the Apostle Paul wrote to the church at Thessalonica? Your faith groweth exceedingly. They had growing faith. Well, they were using it. But the important thing to notice here is that every one of us, every one of us received a measure of the same faith that created the heavens. Whoa. I'm telling you, that's shouting ground, brother. That's good stuff. That's rich. That'll get you through hard times. The devil comes in there, you know, shooting his mouth off. Well, who wants to believe a liar anyway? Well, the devil told me, well, what difference does that make? You know, he's a liar and the father of it. Who wants to believe a lie? Amen. Think about it. When the pressure's on, think about it. Now, wait a minute here. I got something on the inside of me. Ooh. I got something right in here that the devil ain't got, and there's no way he'll ever get it. I've got something in here that everybody doesn't have. If you don't know Jesus, you ain't got what I got. But I want you to have what I have. I have a measure of the same faith that created all you can see.
Glory.
Come on. I got a measure of the same faith.
Amen.
And God said, light be light was. And in 24 hours, 24 hours, 16 billion miles of the universe. Oh, I got a piece of that on the inside of me. Amen. This is pretty special stuff.
Yeah.
Amen. Well, Brother Copeland, I mean, you're a preacher. Yeah, that's right. Have been a long time. Continue to be one. That's my goal. But that doesn't have anything to do with it. It didn't work for the Apostle Paul because he was an apostle. It didn't work for Peter because he was an apostle. No, Peter said, we have received like faith with you. It worked for them because they believed. It worked because they used the basic fundamentals of faith. That day that Peter walked up there and said, such as I have, give I thee, in the name of Jesus, rise and walk. He used his faith in the name of Jesus. He said that's what made this man strong. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. He said it was. He said his faith in this man, in the name of Jesus, that made this man strong. Well, how much faith in the name does it take? Well, now, wait a minute. That name, whoa. You remember the fourth chapter of the book of Acts? Stretch forth your hand that signs and wonders may be done by the name of your holy child, Jesus. Didn't say in the name. It said by the name. That name itself. How much faith did it take? Well, how big is a mustard seed? Huh?
Yes, sir.
This stuff is dynamite, man. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You have a measure.
Come on.
Say it. I have a measure of the same kind of faith that created the heavens and the earth. Right here on the inside of my spirit. Right here. It's in me. It's right here. It's right here. It's right here. It's right here right now. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Yes, amen. So, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you that whosoever, that means me, shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. And when you stand praying, forgive, if you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. Now, we're going to be talking about the basic fundamentals of faith. The very basic fundamentals. My grandson Jeremy said this a number of years ago, and it so impacted my thinking. What are you watching when you watch the World Series? What are you watching when you watch the Super Bowl? What are you watching when you watch the U.S. Open? You are watching masters of the fundamentals. The fundamentals. They're the best at the fundamentals. The game is the game. Whether it's a little league game, or whether it's a World Series, the game is the same. Amen. Now, if you're watching a championship little league game, I mean, hey, this thing is big. It is a championship game. You are watching the best at that age at the fundamentals. Oh, well, Brother Covenant, a lot of it's luck. Ain't no such thing as luck. Forget that. Hallelujah. It's the fundamentals. Now, let's go to Mark. I'm asking, we're in the book of Mark. Let's go to the fifth chapter of Mark. Mark 5. the basic fundamentals of faith are very, very simple. Verse 25, a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians and spent all that she had and was nothing bettered but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind. Now notice, when she had heard, she came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway, or immediately, the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue, or I read a translation today that just said healing power, had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? His disciples said unto him, thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, who touched me? And he looked round about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. He said unto her, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of that plague. The number one step, or the number one basic fundamental of faith, is believe the word. Then say the word. That's the first step. We read that in Mark 11, 23. Let's look in 2 Corinthians 4:13. Second Corinthians chapter 4, 13th verse. We, having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore we speak. That's just basic fundamental. We believe what? Believe the word. And therefore we speak. Speak what? Speak the word. Or speak what you believe. In fact, what you say is your faith speaking. Amen. Well, Brother Copeland, I don't know whether I believe that or not. Well, your faith just spoke. It really is. It's that basic, it's that fundamental. Because the human being was created to speak. The words were not given to mankind primarily for communication. Words were given to mankind primarily for release of power, for creative use, because we were created in the likeness of God. Now, God communicated with Adam, but God also used his word to create the whole universe. Amen. So the words were primarily as a release of power and creative force. So, number one, believe it, then say it. Romans 10, 10. And we've got three witnesses here. Mark 11, 23. 2 Corinthians 4, 13. And now Romans chapter 10, the 10th verse. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. That is the basic fundamental of faith. Now, to believe it, then say it, is so, it is so basic. It is, it is the first step into faith. Now you can get so detailed and go off, and it's not a wrong thing to do to go off and study in different directions. But if you're not cautious about what you're doing, you get away from the basic. This is basic. Like I said earlier, it is so simple. You got to have help to misunderstand that. Believe the word, then say it. Amen. All right. The second basic fundamental of faith is act on your faith. Act on the word. Number one, believe the word, say the word. Number two, act on the word. Become a doer of the word, not just a hearer only. Acting on your faith.
If your life doesn't appear to measure up to what you've dreamed, this moment is not an accident. Neither is your life. You can take matters into your own hands and work with God to chart a desired course as you navigate through life. Faith is not exclusive to that super Christian next door. Faith is basic and will produce practical results. Like training turns an athlete into a pro, you can develop your faith to knock the ball right out of the park every time. This 15-message teaching series, The Fundamentals of Faith, derived from over 50 years of experience, will cause you to finally be effective in your own life. In this series, Kenneth Copeland will break down the workings of faith and prayer, giving you practical handles to master. You will go from just knowing about it to mastering faith so that life's setbacks don't master you. Allow Kenneth Copeland to personally mentor you through these groundbreaking lessons. It's your time to hit a home run.
Get back to the basics of faith. Practice the fundamentals and get God's results. Request your free 15-message series by Kenneth Copeland called The Fundamentals of Faith. Available on MP3, DVD, or digital download. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. Offer good for 60 days. If you are outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
What a simple, practical word we heard today. What do? We believe the word of God, then we speak the word of God. And Brother Copeland just gave us the very first step of faith. And we all start right here in the same place with the exact same measure of faith. But it's what we do with it that really makes the difference in the situations that we face. So let me ask you this. What do you need? What's going on in life right now that you need an answer for? Is it a relationship, something to be repaired in your life, or to get out of debt, or to see even a child come back home? What do? You start applying your faith today with that very first step. You believe what the Word of God has to say about your situation, and then you say what the Word of God has to say. You believe it and you say it. And that's the reason we're offering these products to you, The Fundamentals of Faith. It's a series by Brother Copeland, and you can have it on MP3 or on DVD. And what you need to do is discover right now what could be a possible hindrance to you walking and living by faith, and learn in these teachings how to claim that victory that Jesus has already bought and paid for and given to you. So if you want these in your life, and you do, all you have to do is go to kcm.org and request your free copy. But listen, maybe you're saying, all that sounds great, but I just don't know where to start. I don't know where to begin. I don't know what to say. Then let me tell you what you do. Give us a call. You call our prayer ministers. We've got people who are standing by right now who want to do nothing else but agree with you concerning whatever's going on in your life. They want to help you find scripture on it, tell you how to stand on the Word of God, tell you how to speak the Word of God. And we want to see you become one of the many testimonies that we're seeing come into this place day after day after day. We want you to be able to point back at your own life and say, look how good and faithful God is to me. Call us, let us pray with you today. Now, today is a very special day here in the United States. It's Veterans Day. And on behalf of the entire staff here at Kenneth Copeland Ministries, we want to say thank you. From the bottom of our hearts, thank you to our veterans who have served our country and paid such a dear price. We honor you. We are so thankful. We are so grateful for you and for your service. And we pray for you today. And we believe that the seeds you've sown into this nation are opening up a door of access for God to go to work in you, in your family. And we speak the blessing of the Lord over you today. And again, we say thank you. Now, don't forget to join us on the broadcast next week. Brother Copeland's going to be talking to us about step two of faith. You don't want to miss this. How do we walk? We walk by faith. That's one step and then another step. It's simple. You don't want to miss it. But until then, remember this: God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
My faith-to-faith messages on my phone every day.
Over the years, Kenneth Copeland Ministries has distributed over 23 million books. One of those books has grown to be a partner favorite, the From Faith to Faith, A Daily Guide to Victory, a devotional by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. In print since 1992, this devotional has 5 different covers printed in English and has now expanded to 14 different languages.
Faith to Faith, I mean, that's a good... I just keep going through that year after year after year. It's a good standard, you know, resource that we have, and it's available to everybody.
Each page of the From Faith to Faith devotional contains uplifting scripture and enlightening teaching written by Gloria or Kenneth Copeland that can help you understand how to walk out God's word in your daily life.
I always use devotional as a start of the day. I mean, I read a few, but Kenneth Copeland one is always one of it that I will never miss.
From Faith to Faith, inspirational book from Gloria and Kenneth Copeland that I read every day.
Have your devotional sent to your email 365 days a year and build your faith wherever you are. It's also available online at kcm.org as a shareable link, free to send to family and friends or post to social media. From Faith to Faith, A Daily Guide to Victory, for encouragement, inspiration, and faith.
Visit our website, kcm.org, to watch the broadcast. You can also request a free copy of the broadcast on DVD, CD, or digital download. Shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information. Stay connected with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or our YouTube channel. Keep your faith strong in the Word, and expect to see the manifestations of the Holy Ghost and fire.